Welcome, welcome, welcome on board the Random Ship for this, our 86th voyage. I am the captain on this weekly journey, Holt, and with me as always is my first mate and my brother, Alan.
Annyeong Saheo.
So for those of you who don't know, what we do here is we take 25 to 30 minutes every single week, and we wander the waters of the weird. Yes, the oceans of the obscure, the rivers of the random.
And if you make it to the end of the episode, you'll be rewarded with your weekly ship fact.
So before we get to the language of the week, Alan, I must apologize for the stupidly loud children outside my house right now, that if you hear any background noise, it's stupid children enjoying the summer sun.
Well, are any of them yours?
Why can't they be downstairs watching TV like my son is?
Oh, okay. So not yours?
No, these are stupid, active, joyous children.
Oh, the worst. You should go ask them to play basketball.
Would you like to shoot the baskets? Anyway, what is this week's language?
So that was Korean, although I think I might have said it wrong. So, you know.
I can almost guarantee you said it wrong.
I am usually very spot on with my accents and such, so.
Ah, here we go. I got it. So you said 안녕하세요, and Google says it is
안녕하세요.
Did you get that?
Yeah, is that not what I said?
안녕하세요.
Sounds the exact same.
It got slower the second time. It went way slower the second. 안녕하세요. Google's like, this guy pressed it twice in 5 seconds. He is an idiot. Let's slow it down for him. I'm going to start getting like, visit Korea ads. Anyway, well, I had an interesting 26 hours this weekend, Alan. I spent them all at Comic-Con.
So, oh, how uncharacteristic of you.
Yeah, I learned more about comics in those 26 hours than I had learned in my entire life.
Do you have a favorite superhero now?
No, but I did have a beef with R2-D2's cousin.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, give me a second. I've got it. R6-T28.
Mm.
He's this little, he looks just like R2-D2, but he's red. And he was bleeping and blooping all around the friggin' Comic-Con. And then this old bastard comes up to me and all his lights start going off. And he's like, beep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep, bloop, bleep. And his little arms come out and he scares the heck out of me. So from the rest of the weekend, I just yelled at him anytime he came by. And I said, get away from my booth, you robot! And then on the last day, I found out that he was handing out cards, like playing cards or trading cards, to children. When he opened his mouth, a card would come out, like his like a DVD slot, kind of.
Oh.
And then, so I yelled at him because he was holding out on me. I was like, first of all, you scare me, then you don't even give me a card. And then he came over, and then we made up, and he gave me a card. So now I'm holding.
Cute.
That's what I had to run and get. It wasn't really like a trading card. It's more like a business card, because it's a card of himself.
Oh, he's a businessman.
Yeah, I will put a photo of it on our Instagram, but yeah, it's a...
I'll put it with the rest of my business cards.
Yes, and if I ever need...
Robot services.
A robot, I know who to call now.
I'm sure he's great at parties.
And then the other funny story from Comic-Con was Brother 3 came to visit me, because Brother 3, like you, is really into this stuff.
Yes.
So I made sure he had a ticket to the event. He came by himself. He did say it would have been nice if Alan came with me, but, oh, you didn't want to drive 9 hours, you jerk.
One way. Yes. I didn't want to drive 9 hours one way on a 2-day weekend.
So I had to work our booth at the trade show, and we work at a big law firm. So it's hard to make a law firm sexy, or I can't sell Funko Pops or that kind of stuff. So what we did was we played a little game where you had to, there was like a picture of a bat and a man, and you had to be like, oh, that's Batman. And then you got to move on to a harder.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah, a harder and harder superhero. And if you got to the last level, I had some really, really killer prizes, like upwards of $100 that you could win, right? And
nice.
Brother 3 came by the booth and he took a chance. And of course, he got all the way. He was one of maybe 25 people all weekend to get all the way to the end. So he could pick what he wanted. He could pick a $100 travel bag. He could pick a beautiful, like, $60 Yeti cup. Our Uncle Bill will love that. All these things. And then there was a mystery pack of 10 hollow Pokemon cards, which I don't know what really much of that means other than mystery. But
you know what a Pokemon card is.
There was only one left. And he's like, oh, I'll take that. So he took that. And I looked at him and I'm like, you know, the funny thing is, because he came on the last day, there was this one girl who had come every day and she wanted the Pokemon card so bad, but she was kind of a brat and she never got the correct answer, right, on the end.
Okay.
So she never got there. She could get to level 2, but could never get farther. And so I told her, I'm like, okay, if you leave my booth alone, because she kept coming every like 5 minutes.
Okay. That's annoying.
Yes. So I told her, if you leave my booth alone, at the end of today, if it's still here, which I doubt it will be, you can have them and you don't even need to play. And she said, okay, that sounds fine. Blah, blah. Well, Brother 3 takes the last one. And I tell him this. I'm like, you've ruined some little girl's day. She's so excited. And then no sooner did I say that, she turns the corner. And I'm like, that big man took your Pokemon cards.
But he took them fair and square.
Did he consider for a second giving the little, like, 6-year-old the cards?
No.
Nope. He just looked at me and said, hey, that's not fair. I won them. But he didn't offer them to the girl at all.
I got these the hard way. If she wanted them, she should have been smarter.
That was funny. How was your week?
It was good. You know, I did lots of things. We had some people, some staff leave, so we had a big party for them, and I went out later than I've been out in a long time, and
I heard you randomly texted me at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I know, because I'm so much more fun than you.
I was busy texting you, like, Comic-Con things, and you didn't even respond. You just responded that people like you more than me.
Yes, they do. It's a fact. I don't know if it's really a beef. I don't know if we have time to get into
it. Oh, you have a beef of the week.
Just like a little one.
A little beef.
Yeah.
Not a Big Mac. You got like a value menu beef of the week.
My little Happy Meal hamburger beef of the week is with, and this isn't to throw shade at all other podcasts, but it's all other podcasts that are just worse than ours. No, I'm just kidding. It's these podcasts that, like, also post to YouTube.
So much pressure on us now.
Well, yes, which we can't do because we're not in the same place, so that would just be awkward.
Well, we could. We could just both film each
other. No, it's impossible.
You just don't want to show off your ugly back face. Room that you record.
I guess that's...
Yeah, that's, I wasn't trying to be me.
Well, you never know with you. But, like, I don't know when you listen to podcasts, but I listen to podcasts, one, when I'm out walking my dog, and two, when I'm driving. Yep. Neither of those are times that I can just have a video playing in front of me. And then they do all of these, like, oh, well, this sucks if you're just listening to the audio, but if you're on YouTube, look at this hilarious thing we're doing, and it's like, I want to see what that is, but I can't.
That is true. The good part about Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is they do that. But they only put up funny clips from it, so I can listen to the whole hour-long podcast, and then if my YouTube feed gives me a clip, and I'm like, oh, I'd like to see that funny thing play out. It's only like a 2-minute thing, so I don't have to, like, try to quickly scroll. But No Dunks, the basketball podcast I listen to, they were doing it all the time. They were ranking there's only 13 players in NBA history that are 7'4 or taller, and they were ranking them the other day. Okay. And they're like, look at this hilarious picture of Yao Ming and a regular size lady. I'm like, I can't see that.
Yeah, I hate that. It'll be things like, oh, now turn the camera so that we can show everybody this thing. And it's like, I don't even know what that is. Can you please describe it to me? And the answer always seems to be no.
Yeah, you know why? Because then they can double up if they're selling podcast radio ad space, then they can also record it and sell ad space on YouTube, and so it's just another revenue stream. That's all
which,
it is.
Which I get.
I get. But at I the support same time, it. But
the point of a podcast is not to be something I watch. That's what TV's for. Yeah.
This week, Alan, you may notice we are doing Random Rank in the second slot, which we have never done before.
Yes,
but we
I just know. What is this becoming? Chaos?
We want to do a quick Random Rank because, quite frankly, our mom keeps complaining. So I told you this earlier this week.
So this is for you, Mom.
I drive our mother to work every single day.
Which is very kind of you.
Earlier this week, she was complaining because I don't make her listen to the podcast, but her and our dad listen on the weekends while they're driving around doing errands, blah, blah. And she said today, she's like, or this week, anytime you talk about your wife, all you have is nice things to say. And then anytime you talk about me, it's just crap. You guys just always talk about crap. Everyone must think I'm like the worst mother ever. I'm some crappy mother because you guys never say anything nice about me. And then I immediately said, didn't you hear 2 weeks ago when I said how great it was that you said X, Y, and Z? And she's like, yeah, that was the one thing. The one nice thing. That's what made me think that everything else you say is crappy. So we are doing the unorthodox countdown of our top three favorite things about our mother. And hopefully, if this works out perfectly, she will be listening to this on the drive from where we live to Calgary to go to Brother Three's wedding. So, fingers crossed, this will work out perfectly. I think it should.
Here's hoping.
And I asked you what your three were, and they were perfect with mine. Not perfect, but I can move mine in. So I figured, let's just do a quick random rank. We'll count down the top three that we both agree on. What is number three, Alan?
Our number three thing for this very specific random rank that everybody can relate to is that our mother is an excellent sounding board for any ideas or opinions or
Agreed.
Arguments or anything that you need somebody to talk to about. She is there to be talked to about it.
True, with the caveat of expect her opinion before you start talking, in the middle before you fully explain it, and at the end.
Yes.
As long as you go in knowing that. That's not a negative. I know she's going to take that as a negative. That's not a negative. Just don't expect to be able to get your full thought out.
Yes.
Before she starts giving her opinion back to you.
But one of the things that I particularly appreciate about this is she is, generally with family, you expect them to always side with you. And she is not that person. Which doesn't necessarily sound like a good thing, but it's good when you want a third-party opinion, basically. Like, whenever I'm having an argument with somebody, generally she's the person I'll go to and be like, wait, am I the person who's being, like, stupid here? Or, and if I am, she will say I am. And I will then be like, oh, well, I guess crap. I'm wrong, I guess.
I think that's very true. There are certain situations where, obviously, she's our mother, so she will back us blindly. But for the most part, it is fairly unbiased.
As unbiased as you can get for somebody who birthed you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, like your mother is not as unbiased as our mother.
Yes, exactly. So we're not saying your mothers are worse than ours, but just something to think about.
They're just more biased. What is number two, Alan?
Our number two best quality of our mother is her generosity. And I think that
I'm going to have to edit out so many here. If you didn't hear any it's because I nailed the edit. Continue.
Feel so embarrassed. But that one was intentional. She's very generous. And even looking at where we live kind of speaks to that.
You mean our physical houses?
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, our parents, both of them, and our mother specifically, are generous to a fault.
Yes.
To the point where they've made bad financial decisions sometimes to be generous and to provide extra for their children to make sure we never felt
less
out of place. We never felt less. I mean, I'm living in a great house right now, and yes, could I afford it by myself? Of course. But could I afford this house plus the rental condo that I own? No. No, I could not. I could not afford both without our parents agreeing to live in the basement suite and split expenses with us. And it just works out fantastic. As I'll say in the final, in the number one, it's great for my son. They could easily afford to live anywhere else in town if they wanted to, but they choose to live choose to live here, and they recently helped you with your home purchase, so...
Yes, and not only... The thing about my home is it's also kind of suited, and they were wanting to use the... They've been wanting to use the upstairs as a rental suite, and they have... Well, specifically, our mother... It feels like I'm talking about both of our parents now, which is not the point of this.
No, you get no love, Father.
No, you can have your own in episode 200.
You just have to be more of a complainer, and then you can.
Squeaky wheel. When the... It was gonna... Might bring it down a little bit, but when the Ukraine war started happening and people were needing to...
Flee.
People were coming to Canada. As soon as she knew that, the first thing that she had wanted to do was see if we can get people living up there, which instead of them renting it.
Yeah,
right?
Not take the income. And
yes. Or I had a friend who was looking to rent a place and is not making enough to afford what
they're asking for, what yes. it's worth.
And my mom's first thought was, yeah, like if we need to help him, get him in there. Or I had another friend who's doing some renovations on his house, and his family of four were thinking they might need a place. And she was on board with that immediately. She is, like you said, to a fault, almost willing to give away, not just to us,
yeah,
but to other people.
It's true. She almost treats people... If you have treated us well in the past, if you treat her sons well, she will be equally generous to you,
mm-hmm,
as she is to them, right?
Yes.
Anyway, what is our number one favorite thing about our mother, Alan?
Number one.
Our number one favorite thing about our mother is that, despite how persistent she can be at times...
Naggy.
I chose the political way of saying it. Everything that she does, we know at the end of the day, comes from a place of love and wanting us to be the best that we can be and to be happy. And that is really one of the biggest driving forces behind the actions that she takes.
That's true. You may not always agree with what she says or how she says it or the actions she takes, but you know deep down, it's always rooted in love. It's always rooted in love for her family, wanting to see her family accomplish their goals. Like, she is the queen of, if you just say something off the cuff, like, oh, I'm thinking of, like, applying to work at Disney
law
World.
School.
Oh, or you, in your case, law school. I went Disney World. But either way, even if
when
she
hears...
When
do you want to apply to Disney World?
I don't know. Even if she hears that, like, if she overheard me saying, like, yeah, my dream would be to work at Disney World, she'd be sending me appropriate Disney World links. Like, yeah,
she wouldn't just be sending you appropriate links. She would be sending you, like, these are the qualifications you need. Here are three schools you can get those qualifications. This one's online. I've already enrolled you.
Oh, we're looking at moving to Phoenix. Oh, okay. Here's the average price point of houses in Phoenix. Here are some houses that you should look at. Here are some good schools that your son could go to in that. I think part of it is she doesn't have a lot of hobbies, but... She channels that lack of hobbies into putting in work and research for her sons achieving what they want to achieve in life.
Yes. And not just her sons, her daughter-in-laws as well.
Oh, true. Also her daughter-in-laws. Welcome to the family, Cheyenne. Thank you, Mother. We love you. This week, Alan, we have a whole bunch of rapid-fire articles, all from the Huffington Post.
Somebody got lazy.
I didn't actually. It was the first place I clicked, but they were all in a row, and I was like, wow, what a week for the Huffington Post. They're wanting to become the Mirror.
Good job, guys.
British cinema chain offers redheads free tickets during heatwave.
This is less funny than it sounds.
So for those of you who don't know, the UK right now is literally the hottest it's ever been in their history.
It's hot. It's literally on fire.
Which I did the research, and it's not actually, like, that hot. Like, we were, like, 45 degrees Celsius here last summer at this time, remember?
Yeah.
And their high was 36. Or, like, 40 or something. I'm like, oh, okay, it's not that hot. Like, it's still hot.
36 where I live today.
Yeah, it's hot, but if you're not used to it, it's super hot. But
yeah,
I've been in Vegas, and it's been hotter. But still... They don't have the infrastructure. It's like when it snows in Texas and they're like, okay, well, anarchy.
I guess society shuts down.
But this is really simple. Basically, they said anyone who has red hair, come enjoy our free air conditioning and a movie on us.
Yeah.
And I thought at first, I'm like, oh, is this just like a funny, like, oh, we'll pick redheads because there's so few of them? But...
no, it's for their safety.
That's an actual, like, medical thing.
Because generally speaking, people with red hair have a more fair skin and are more likely to get skin cancer, apparently.
That took a turn you weren't expecting.
That's just what the article says.
So basically, they're trying to protect people getting skin cancer and...
drum up some business.
I will say, this is better than what a movie theater in the United Arab Emirates did a couple weeks ago, where they just said, you can bring any size bucket you want and get it filled with popcorn, and it's the same price.
Oh, yeah, that seems less good than free.
That's more gluttonous. Also, it's probably hotter there, so...
yeah.
You could have done this redhead thing.
I was going to say, also, I doubt there's a lot of gingers out there.
I doubt it. Next up, lawsuit says Bass Pro won't honor lifetime warranty on socks.
I didn't even know you could get warranties on socks. I get all my socks from Walmart.
I feel like this article is an incredible waste of time. By this guy, this is just cheapness to an unnecessary level. Like, basically, he's been buying the same socks for, isn't it, like 20 years?
I don't know.
And every time they wear out... he goes back to Bass Pro Shops and they give him a new pair because it's a lifetime warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And recently they changed it so that the last time he brought in his pair of socks, the new socks came with a 6-month warranty. And he's suing them saying they reneged on the warranty deal. I look at this as they did not. The first pair had a lifetime warranty.
Yes.
Then they wore out. You got a new pair. They didn't need to give you... Then you only need to buy one type thing of socks for your whole life, which in theory, that's what they're advertising.
Yes.
You can. But realistically, you know that that's not the case. So now you're taking advantage. And I can't believe they didn't think of that sooner. It's like, just write in the thing. The replacement socks don't have that. Once you get a new pair of socks, they don't carry the warranty of the second pair of socks unless explicitly said.
But
right?
6 months is all like... I'm not saying I, like, wear through socks in 6 months, but I'm pretty confident I could, like, wear socks for 5 months and 25 days, punch some holes in them, and then go in. Like, six
True,
months is still a long
guy,
time.
Which this guy will do.
Yeah.
Maybe well, he's just like, annoyed by the inconvenience of it all. Like, he's like, ugh, I have to go in every 6 months now? I used to go in every 5 years. Like, my wife, when I got her wedding band... and her engagement ring, I got the super extended warranty on it. But for it to continue, she had to go into the store every 6 months and get it inspected.
Okay.
She did it once.
Oh, really?
She did it once. And then she never... by the time our wedding actually came, the warranty was voided because she only did... we were engaged for a year and she only did the first check-in. And then she just said, ah, screw it, that's too much hassle.
It's too inconvenient. I can't do this once every 6 months. How could I possibly plan for that?
To be fair, I don't go to the mall once every 6 months, so it is...
well, you don't have a reason to.
Well, I have had recently. My cell phone has been due for an upgrade for 2 years, and I still haven't gone because I don't want to go to the mall. I only have one camera on my iPhone, like an idiot.
Ugh, so stupid.
And finally, Alan... man accused of killing friend claims it was to stop him from summoning Sasquatch. Surprise! Drugs were involved!
I like how because he hasn't been convicted, they can't say man who killed friend.
Yeah, even though he's admitted it.
Admitted it happened?
That he was having killed
yes.
him. Yeah, he admitted having killed him.
Yes.
I just love, you know it's like rednecky when it starts out that they weren't using, it starts with him and his friend were just on the river fishing with their hands.
Yes, they were noodling.
I'm like, okay. Where are we going? And then essentially, basically, this guy got into a fight with his friend. They were, it hasn't been proven, but it is assumed very high, because his friend kept saying, apparently, that he was summoning Sasquatch to come eat his friend.
Yes.
And so his friend didn't like that and strangled him to death.
Yes, which is... aggressive and kind of a dark turn for the podcast.
True. How high would you have to be for you to believe that I was like, A, had some sort of direct connection with Sasquatch. Like, I'm pretty sure these guys are in the south somewhere, and Sasquatch
is generally in the mountains.
Yeah, they're in Oklahoma. That's not the most foresty, like, place in the world. I do like how they were on the South Canadian River, though.
Yeah, I saw that. Not in Canada.
Not in Canada. It was in South Canada, which is what the rest of the world calls the United States of America. They think we call it the USA. They're like, oh, no, they're South Canada. Canada's little brother. We now have no American listeners.
But we do have quite a few South Canadian listeners.
Welcome, eh? I wouldn't kill you if you tried to get Sasquatch near me.
What if I succeeded?
Well, see...
I feel like then it would be too late.
Here's what I would do. If you were trying to get Sasquatch to kill me...
Yeah.
In this situation, you never got too far away that I couldn't fight you. I feel like if Sasquatch actually showed up, I would feed you to him. Like, I would do my best to sacrifice you.
I clearly have a close and personal relationship with Sasquatch if I can summon him by sheer
force
of will.
That's fine. So did those Vegas guys and that tiger with their tigers, and they still got bit in the neck.
Are you seriously comparing Sasquatch to a tiger? He's not an animal. He's a monster. It's different.
He's like Frankenstein or Dracula. The science is clear. Anyway, so of all the monsters you could summon that I would kill you over, I don't think Sasquatch would.
Of all the monsters I could summon, I feel like Sasquatch wouldn't be one. Right? Like, I feel like there's so many cooler options. Like, is a dragon?
I feel like if I was summoning a monster, I feel like the one that would make the most sense would be a werewolf, because I would then turn into said werewolf.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I feel like that's the one, like, I can't...
Or a vampire.
Yeah.
Because that's similar, and vampires are much sexier than werewolves.
Not in the 1970s, they were.
Also not in Twilight, but that's besides the point.
Oh, you're Team Taylor.
Yes.
Well, we're just about to dock and end this week's episode, but before we do, remind you, check us out on Instagram at randomshipthepodcast. Hit us up on email at randomshipthepodcast@gmail.com with all your comments, concerns, and maybe some critiques. And be sure to tell your friends, family, everyone you know to join the Random Ship crew. Alan, before we go, what is this week's ship fact?
This week's ship fact is... After, I don't know what to technically call this, so we're going to call it the Titanic incident.
When the Titanic sunk?
Yes, that's what we're referring to it as.
The famous Titanic incident?
Yes, the famous Titanic incident. So after the Titanic incident, all ships were required to carry enough safety equipment for every passenger. Makes sense, right?
Yes, one might say common sense.
Yes. This actually ended up sinking a ship at one point, though.
What?
In 1915, the SS Eastland was sailing across the Great Lakes, and it had maximum occupancy, obviously, because people are trying to make the most money.
Mm-hmm.
Selfish capitalists. But that meant that it had to have a bunch of extra weight due to the extra rafts and life vests and lifeboats for all the passengers. And all of this extra weight resulted in the ship being top-heavy and, capsizing and sinking.
Oh, did everyone die? I hope not.
Not everybody.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, there were some survivors, presumably because they had safety equipment.
We shouldn't be laughing. Makes me just want to sing the Edmund Fitzgerald song. The lake it is there, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. It wasn't in November, though, was it?
I don't know.
I thought you had the date.
It was in 1915. Surprisingly, we have not done a lot of ships sinking, like shipwreck facts.
No, because we're an upbeat one.
Because they're sad, but there's tons of shipwreck facts.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us.
And have a great week, everybody. I clearly have a close and personal relationship with Sasquatch if I can summon him by sheer force of will.